to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia, where we are growing our light one laugh and giggle at a time. Zosia.
Oh, I love that. Love boat and babies laughing.
It's a perfect combination.
I'm telling you, if you ever just feel down, just pull up a video of a baby laughing or someone laughing. It's absolutely contagious. I have to keep reminding myself too. Hi, how are you? Happy day to you, to everyone, the listeners. Thanks for being here. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic. It's snowing here. Well, it was snowing here yesterday, and now there's still snow on the ground. So I'm loving it, walking in a winter wonderland. What about you?
Oh, just the opposite. I've been traveling for the past 2 weeks. I'm not a great traveler like I used to be. But it's fun. The sun is out, came out. I did some commands and here she is. I love it. So it's lovely. I'm south. Kind of where you were in
That is
the
so
past.
funny.
I have to say something though before I forget. Because I've been traveling for 2 weeks, I've just been flat on my arse for a while. So I came up with a coffee name and it's called Flat Cheeks. I
You're
feel
so
like
funny.
flat cheeks. I'm like, no one's gonna buy that. I wouldn't. But it keeps coming to me because, well, I'll just leave it there.
It's kind of like how I felt that year, like just the year sitting on the couch, I guess, if you will, kind of unraveling, right? From everything.
Stewing.
That's right. That's right. That's funny. I love it. I love it. Oh
Ma
my gosh.
marinating in the junk.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Exactly. There
That's
you
all
go.
gone. That's
Oh,
all gone. That's
thank
funny.
gosh. Did I get my badge yet? I'm kidding.
So we're back to suns out, buns out.
Yeah,
Oh,
now we're
you could name a snowy coffee.
Oh, you're
Something
right.
reflecting that if it comes to you.
I'm gonna work on that, Zosia. I'm gonna work on that. Because we're getting a
Nice.
whole menu here. We're making the menu as we at each show, we're making the menu one
We are
coffee at a time.
creating. Yeah, we are creating constantly.
That's right. That's right. Oh my
Oh,
goodness.
I feel giggly and caffeinated.
Me too. Oh, I read this. I read this. Well, I don't know if you want to hear it, but
I do.
so that you could, then I'm not a doctor. Yeah, I'm not a doctor. So you have to talk to your doctor for any medical advice. But I read, let me put that disclaimer out there. Okay. But I read that if you put baking soda, like a small amount of baking soda, obviously the non-aluminum kind, in your coffee, it helps something with the acid in the coffee.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I've put it in my water just to
Yeah.
drink it to sort of alcohol. I don't know. There's something for and against anytime you search something. But yeah, that's interesting. Does it bubble when you put it in?
No, it doesn't. It gives it a little different taste, but I don't know. I kind of
Nice.
like it.
Nice. See, tips are endless.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have a song to share.
Well, all right, let's go.
Okay, I was inspired this morning. This song came on, and I think it pretty much sums up a lot of what we're going through. And it is by John Lennon, released in 1980. The album is Double Fantasy, and it is called Washing the Wheels. Okay, sorry, excuse me. Okay, and I'm not an alto here, okay? So I'm just got to work with what I got. All right. People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy? You're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go. Ah, people asking questions, lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go. I just had to let it go. One more. I just had to let it go. John Lennon album Double Fantasy released in 1980. What do you think, Zosia?
Sung by the beautiful Lauren. Nice. I was smiling. I was like, oh yeah, that's like the holidays. Sitting in confusion is only so I loved it. Great, great job.
Oh,
I
thank
really
you.
love it. I love that you can bring it with the singing. And I don't even know what an alto is, so to me it was perfect.
Well, and I did, thank you. And I did chorus. I did chorus. I have soprano, but I don't know, I'm pretty versatile, I guess.
Yeah, you are. I'm still waiting for my lessons. Although Lauren said she couldn't really teach me the lesson, so I really want to sing. So I want to find my note. So you're versatile. So would you say you have different notes?
I
Is that
do.
what that means? Yeah. Okay.
I do. Well, we can do a duet.
So yeah.
Let's do a duet.
Girl, I don't even have one note. I sing really well when I'm by myself.
I do too.
With only myself, actually, to be honest, I don't. I can sing. I don't want to state that I can't. I can't. I know I can't. Just not experiencing it right now. It was beautiful, and actually, it really made me feel something because I'm visiting, so I'm seeing my children, and more with my son right now. And we had a conversation because I got to, can I jump into this?
Oh, please.
I of course I'm like, okay, when I visit. Can I just ha share a few things with you? And of course, there's always a Q clip or a For the People article. Just love to keep planting the seeds. So we joke about it. They allow me. They get me. So I was sharing something, and it was about finance. Just to touch on a topic we were talking about, and it was something where Q was talking about Donald Trump bankruptcies and whatnot. And so we listened to it. Cool. So this story isn't about this. It was just, I observe there's doses. Like we, all of us, right, can go and dig and deep. And we just marinate in all of this. But those of us, the family, who, my kids have light, I've shared, they use their light, I should say. And, but there's only doses that they can take. And we had a conversation, because a song came on, I cannot remember the song, but I was listening to the lyrics and I said, oh, look, this singer sounds like they're in my world. And when we were listening to the rest of the lyrics, and he was like, huh. I said, so even if you don't listen, it's not about the data that Q shares, it's the harmonics. That's what you get from it. I said, but what's interesting, you're also getting it through singers, through sports or something that you're watching it. But because I love a lot of his music, we have that in common. And I said, those lyrics, they're universal. You're getting it one way or the other. So I always say, you don't have to know what I know. It's just, the bottom line is always go in your heart, and they're both great with that. But it just reminded me because in the lyrics you just shared, they say I'm crazy, they say I'm lazy, no longer on the ball, lost in confusion, there's only solutions. I was like, that's a conversation that we had. How synchronistic. So thanks for sharing.
I love it. I love it. And I love that. I love that you're able to observe that and in your son and your children and everybody's got their niche, like mine, a lot of it is with music and fashion and I mean, I could go on and on, and you have yours too. It's just so cool. We're all getting it.
Yeah, we're all getting it. And like you said, it's beautiful to observe everyone, or everyone who's holding their light. It's really fun. I feel privileged and honored, really, to be able to plant seeds with two other beings on the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's helping guide them. That just feels like they help me, I'm helping them, and everyone. That's just what we want to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Grow in the light together.
Yeah, now that they're mature and adults, they have their own experiences, and now I can actually, when they share their experiences, I can overlay it how I see it. So it's a beautiful bounce back and forth, and that's what we do. That's what the other hosts do. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. What do you want to talk about today?
I don't have a printer, but I just have note all during the week. I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's good. Oh, you know what? Thank you for asking. Can I start with something? Because I was at
Yeah.
the coffee shop and I had my notebook. I'm limited with what I brought with me, but I did bring my notebook. So I was just flipping through. Oh, did you see what I shared to you about the?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was like, yes,
So,
see,
yay.
ask and the universe will give you.
That's right.
But there is a caller, and it was on. Again, these are just my notes from the time, so it's never a direct quote, but it's from PRQ Timelines, February 1st, 2025. And a gentleman named Leo called in. I feel it was with his family. And the question was, who created Ra? So it was the beginning of all of this, and I love the conversation and the notes that I took. Who started it? There's no answer. There's not a beginning. We have always been. We're being. No big bang, no egg before the chicken. All that is, all that is. Everything is everything. The expression of what we would like to be. Let me keep going. Just turn the page. No start, no end, no timelines with all that is. Go play in the universe. All that is, nothing is absolute. And then Q asked them, what if there were 10 of you could be in one body? Then I noted, no such thing as God, only God touching himself, asking who is who. Endless source. Look at the ocean. Can you control the ocean? We, all of us, we flow with all that is. That's us.
That's us.
That's us.
That's beautiful.
That's why I corrected myself. I don't want to say I can't sing
No,
because that's limiting,
you That's right.
really, right? So it's really okay. I can't.
It's coming. It's coming.
Exactly. So it just not to analyze every speech word I say, it's really with the heart, but we are all that is. So it's inspired me to read that because it's a reminder to going back to our outside of yourself and who we are here. We are the spirit. It starts there.
Yeah, I love that. Wow. Well, Zosha, when he's okay, just gonna go back to there could be 10 of us in one body. Excuse me. What comes to you when with that? What came to you when you read that, when you heard it?
It's actually a perfect question because I did ask myself that. And I remembered the shared once on the radio. Remember, Q mentioned when he comes in from outside of here, like an apogee, when he talked about the image on the creation light ship. And he used the phrase, it's like putting my hand underwater. He's dreaming himself here with us. So, for me, I'm also doing that. So, from outside of here, the visual came to me is okay. So, from outside of here, we all emanate from the same source. We are source. We all emanate from the same place. So, when I get the visual of being outside of here, originating from original space, do you remember those toys as a paddle with a stretchy cord and a ball at the end?
Oh, yeah.
So that's how I feel. I'm the paddle of light, and I just keep bouncing the ball in every expression I want to play in.
Ooh,
I
that's
want to go
good.
play here. I want to go be Sting. I want to go be Sinead, whoever. You know what I mean? Whatever. I want to go be a white egret. I want to go be and just keep bouncing the ball. And that's how fast we are without deliberation from outside of here, from the light. We just, like a projector, we can go put all the images on the screen.
And do it
However, we're
all at
inspired. Yeah, keep going.
Sorry, and do it all at simultaneously because time isn't linear.
Exactly.
That's really a
Exactly.
that 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 if you try to think the it, you can't you, if you're trying to figure this out with your brain, just give it up. It's not gonna, it
Right.
won't work.
Exactly. Do you find it just comes through the heart? You just know, you just, for me, I just get images often, not images, pictures and impressions. But that's just how I know. I just keep getting different things to sort of, to do observe how it works. So I do use my brain like a tool to observe it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember I was like, I know I was a brontosaurus, a dinosaur. I know it.
I do too. I
I
was
don't
a,
question it.
exactly.
Sorry.
Okay, so I have that as well. Did we share the same brontosaurus? Or did we have our own? You know, that kind of goes back to there could be 10 of you in a body,
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
right? I mean, and does it matter?
It doesn't matter. And you know, Zosia, I remember learning about dinosaurs and I remember seeing all of them. And I remember Q saying, oh, a T-Rex is like a lab.
Yes.
With those arms, right? Can't get much done with those arms. Sorry. Sorry. But I remember seeing the brontosaurus and I was like, oh, I don't know, just something. I was like, I just love the brontosaurus. I don't know why I love the brontosaurus. I just do. And that I just know. I don't know. It's
No, I get it. I'm right with you. And then I always watched the Flintstones, and there was Dino. And then years later, I received a gift of a Brontosaurus. So, in my expression of knowing, I usually always have something in this physical illusion that pointed to it. Those are how I get breadcrumbs. Usually, something came into my life.
Zosia, do you know what I did 1 year in school?
I can guess, but no. There's such a list you share.
I did a talent. I did the talent show. And do you remember when the song, the Flintstones song, came out? Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. I got up there with my friend. We
Course
went,
you did.
and we got. I went and we tie-dyed a shirt, and we cut holes at the bottom of it, or whatever strips. And then I put like black paint, and I made, you know, like the outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't have Wilma's red hair, though. I will say that. And
Were
we
you
danced
Betty?
to, I don't remember who I was, but I always liked Wilma. We did the dance up on the stage. It was so much fun.
Is anyone surprised by that? You were the original
Gosh.
USO-er.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
I love it. See, so maybe you get your breadcrumbs that way too. That is so funny. So the profoundness of those words to the Flintstones, it all everything connects.
That's right.
What do you get? Oh, go ahead.
Even the cartoons, like
Yeah.
She-Ra. I loved She-Ra and He-Man. I loved the Thundercats, and I loved Jem and the Holograms. Does any of those ring a bell?
No. I'm a little older than you. I mean, they do because you spoke to me about them, but I didn't watch those.
Well, the Smurfs. What about the
I was
Smurfs? Did you like
the Smurfs, the
the
Jetsons,
Jetsons?
the Flintstones. Wow, there's so many. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know why I got on that
Well, no,
topic.
it's back to the piece that I was sharing with my son. Like you can listen to Q directly, and if not, of course, you're going to get it through me, or you're listening to their music. They're saying there's many singers of that frequency who know if you listen to the lyrics, you'll hear them telling you the same thing. Okay, you don't know about the details, perhaps, of, you know, the military, something going on in the world or anything like that. But
Well, they have all bases covered.
oh, yeah, exactly. Everyone's getting the truth, right?
That's right. That's right. You
Oh, I
know,
have. Oh,
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, as a quick thing, I saw a clip of our dear Donald Trump Q mentioning with an oops, Trump Kennedy Center. And he says, oops, I meant to say the Kennedy Center. So I just chuckle. And of course, because who goes to the Kennedy Center? You know, the famous Kennedy Center Awards. And
Oh yeah.
so it goes in line with what we're talking about, how to throw it
That's so
in.
funny. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Do you know what? Oops, I did it again. Sorry. Okay, Mr. T, Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. Just had to say. Okay. All right. Well, Zosia,
Yeah.
something that came to me this week was about, I'm searching for my legacy land. I really want to, I know there's many, right? There's many. But I just want to, I want to have a new home base on my legacy land. And so I sat there and I said to myself, this just came to me. I said, well, the legacy, your homestead, it starts with you. You know, Q talks about, oh, you're in such great peace on the land and you have a relationship with the land and you created vortices on the land and you'll just know it and you feel good. And I was like, well, I want to feel that way. And I said to myself, well, you know, keep going within, keep dropping, your head to your heart and maintaining neutrality and peace, which I am working on because there is the monkey mind, all that business. But I'm working on it a little bit each day and recognizing, okay, when something comes up, for me, I go back to the breathing and I literally focus right on my breath and I see an elevator, just like Ron said, I have an elevator from my head going down to my heart. And as we all know, when you drop down to the heart, you're in, zero point energy, peace energy, neutrality, whatever you want to call it. But I said to myself, it starts with me being in neutral. I'm the homestead. Right? What say you?
Yeah, I agree. Even when we started the show, I remember saying what caught to me, what Q said is just peace. That was the carrot at the end of my stick. 'Cause I knew that was it, that it all starts from there. And to me, that overlays with what you're saying. Because the state of peace is being in your heart. We are the creators. That's why I love the topic of creating. How do you create? Well, we can create always. But do we want to create our original organic desire or be caught in the quote matrix? I do like using the word matrix. It helps I understand it that way. That, of course, that's the way you will find our perfect match, whether it's land, 20, true partner. All of it starts there because we're the creators. So, and it brings back into it, which is maybe harder to get. How do you feel about this? There's nothing behind us when we turn around. So back to where we started outside of here and all of those beautiful descriptions that Q used of who we are and how we are limitless. And you saying it, you're not going to get it through the brain. To me, that's what you're saying. It's from the heart. You'll feel it. You'll create it. We'll create it. How does that, is that too, I get that can sometimes be too hard to get.
No. Actually, I love that. So there's nothing behind you. So anyone new to the show listening, Zosia, do you mind maybe just expounding upon that a little bit more? Like, what does that mean? Like,
Yeah.
I know what it means, but
I feel like it's, thank you. I feel like that's sort of what stood out to read that piece. So from outside of here, it just comes to me of the origination of where I'm from as source. We all emanate from one. So we just all spread out. We however we want to play, and we're different Merkabas and how source comes into this place and every other place. It's like a flashlight turning on. It's like the rays of the sun. Just boom, and we go and experience wherever we want. We're limitless. So it's from that state of being is what helps me comprehend there's nothing behind me. So sometimes it gets a little odd feeling sometimes, but sometimes when it just happens organically, but sometimes when I'm sitting in my space, I'm in that state of being and I envision and play just from where I'm sitting. So I can acknowledge my body, but I'm not, it's really weird to say, but my envisionment takes me, I'm creating all the time. And Q has said there's no, I feel pretty sure he said there's no difference between dreaming and imagining, creating and envisioning it. That comes into time travel. So that's a whole other topic. But does that, so like the rays of the sun, we go out, there's nothing behind it. It's whatever we want. We're limitless. We're doing all of this.
That does. That does. And that taps into, that's beautiful. That taps into, these bodies and how they were made, constantly keeping us, excuse me, in the future or in the past, right? Versus being in the now, and there's nothing behind you because we're, like you said, we're constantly creating.
Exactly. And I love that you said that because the future and the past, that and also comes with identity. You know, we're seeing through these eyes, but we're not this body. We are spirits just driving the body. So now we know there are all those filters and implants and limits that they put on us or tried to put on us, or everyone's different. I experienced that, those limitations, and we're busting through the limitations. That's what we came here to do originally. And now we're doing it again.
That's right. That's right. Wow. It, where do I want to go with this? Something just came to me, and of course, I lost it. You go
Well,
ahead, Sosha.
yeah, just to add on to what you said, remember Q is saying like 2,000 years is for him 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Because there's no time. So when I, from that perspective, that's for me an outside of here perspective, and really realizing like, yeah, really, what is the big deal here? If it's 5 minutes, I'll never be late. I'm just experiencing.
Yeah, that's
So we're
right.
just breaking out of this place and infusing these bodies with the light.
Well, I feel that taps into omnipresence, and he said did he use the, I know he doesn't like the word reincarnating, but I feel like he did say it one time, you're reincarnating, coming back here so fast, but you don't know that you're doing it. Is, I don't want to misquote him, but I feel like that's what he said actually when we had him on our show. Do you
Yeah,
remember?
kind of. I feel like he said that what you said, and also they, the other side, the dark, believed in reincarnation and karma and all of this. So they kept us in the closed loop, my words, in the closed loop to just keep, you know, like a spirit just running around, and we try and choose the best of the worst. Even when Q came in as EBE, and it was to get in that reincarnational loop. To see what the frick is going on here and to understand, to come. I feel we all came in here to do that, to we had to be in the mix to help.
That's
That's why
right.
no one from out of here would help because of prime directive per se. Or Von Amichon would say, oh, everyone's promising you help, but where were they in World War II, World War I? No one shows up to help. So we're here, the light is here in vessels in this matrix. Back to the reincarnational point. That's how we got in here.
And you're referencing the 1947 Roswell, New Mexico crash.
Yes.
Okay, for the listeners. Okay.
Yes. Good. Good one.
Thank
Do you
you.
get, did you get, does that connect for you?
Yeah, it does. It does. I want to do a better job of explaining it maybe in a different way in case there's new listeners or I don't know, sometimes this is for me. You do a fantastic job. That was beautiful. So I love hearing you explain it from your perspective because it just adds and enriches and builds upon my knowing.
Oh, thank you. You do a beautiful job as well. I love both of our expressions. You never know. There's always someone out there, right? And someone said to me, a beautiful person gave me feedback, and she said something like, "The way you said something." I was like, "Oh, thank you for the feedback," because I was saying to myself, "Oh, why'd you say it like that?" And she pointed out, "It's the way you said it." So, source just flows through us.
That's, yeah.
So you do a beautiful job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But I agree, though, it's nice to hear it in different ways. That's what I try and do. And naturally, just to hear it differently. That's why I love re-listening to Q, because I hear it differently. I'm different. I'm
Yep,
different today.
you're going to get a different, something's going to come to you because you're probably raising your frequency and you're at an even higher frequency, so it has a different meaning. Is it, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you feel?
Yeah. And also, you mentioned omnipresence. I mean, 2 years ago, I'm omnipresent. Okay, I'm just trying to deal with my crap right here, like on the floor. Let me hold that one to the side. So now, as I'm calm, like you said, as our frequency rises, you're calmer, more peaceful, and I know more about myself. So now I have more experience to relate it. So it's endless, endless amounts of, if anyone's new, honestly, you can just sit every day like I did, I feel you did, and so many of us did.
and listen to him and feel him over and over.
Yeah, that's
In
right.
fact, just a side note, when if you're new, when I played section for my son, after a bit, he got really tired. He's like, "Can we just stop for a minute? I just feel exhausted." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I feel that. You're feeling the consciousness from outside of here, this high frequency, and your body calibrates. One of it can be tiredness, right? As you know, and probably most of us experience, even from run, Amitron, you can feel tired."
You know
So,
what was, go
go
ahead,
ahead.
sorry.
No, please go.
Now that's interesting that your son expressed that, because just like when you listen to Ron, that's when you're the healing, the light that's coming in, it's one of the things you can feel. I was listening last night and he was talking about how our spirit doesn't normally hang out in the lower parts of our bodies, because the density. You think of the, I know Q's not a fan of the chakras because we're literally just spirit, but just for reference, your all the chakras and their meanings, and so I thought that was interesting. And mainly, it comes in through the crown chakra, and he was just talking about that, and then he does an exercise where you can literally move the energy in and out, from the top of your head into the bottom of your feet. Do you remember him saying that, Zosia?
I don't. Do you mean by the lower part of the body? Do you mean below the head, below the heart, below the waist?
I'm taking it as the I'm taking it as the heart and below, so that solar, the solar plexus, I forgot the name of it, your pelvis, the pelvic energy, the root chakra, security. Yeah, it's dense. If you haven't done the work, it's a dense area. And then the corruption of, for example, the corruption of sexuality and lust, and how they totally bastardize that beautiful sacred act and what it really is and what it really means. So to me, that was my interpretation of it. I could be wrong, but that was my perspective.
Do you want to tell people where you heard that in case they want to go listen for themselves? Do you remember the show?
It was in the I believe it's, so I get a email, a weekly email from them, and I clicked on the Ron Amitron's Power Healing, Our Healing, on the bottom of the email. And it is the October 15th, 2008.
Nice. You have receipts. I love it. It's helpful. It's
Yeah.
helpful if someone's curious about it and wants to hear more.
Yeah.
I do remember what I remember Q discussing something like the chakras because I had a question and it was about ascension and it was somehow how they the dark tried to separate them into chakras.
Yep.
But it's really we really have the football heart, excuse me, the football shape of light in the center of our heart. And anyway, I'll just leave it there. I don't want
No, I'm glad
to.
you said that, because I'm glad you said that, because I don't remember the exact archive of when he said that, but yes, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I also pulled something else. It kind of goes into the origination of the universe, if you want to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's from Being Inspired with Q, October 28th, 2023. So it's actually at the 18-minute mark. Again, never a direct quote. The original universe of light and the way creation would create. I feel Asha said this. You, Q, divided yourself into two. Ra and you both created the sun, and you both animate our sun. She is the goddess of the suns, creation of the solar system, and you both created this earth. And Q said, humbling, isn't it? And then at 19, Q says, this is how it works. Fantasy and fairy tales are real. You are just like us. To infuse ourselves into your reality, to be like you as you. Synchronistic, huh? When we make a subset of ourselves, all you, it comes just like your imagination. Everything you can dream, everything you can create from your heart, actually, you are doing it. You are creating it. These tools, your sun is here to grow you. You can be on the sun if you can be on that frequency. I'll stop there. There's more.
No, keep
But
going.
do, okay.
Typically, Ra comes as the backbone of your solar system, and Q is the catalyst of creativity for the rest of your solar system, and the audience are the holders. You make the solar system. The agendas we have from ascension point to ascension point, this planet, a living planet, all genetics, fauna, a water planet, the most coveted, most superior because so much light in the water, it does not deviate. The universe can only be one sentence, just go within. When we dream about what we want to see is the power of the universe, and it is supporting you all the time now. I can't wait to dream the next dream.
Zosha,
Yeah.
do you know it's interesting? Do you mind? Because what you said sparked something.
Do it.
Look at you being the Bunsen, the flint. Which one? Am I the Bunsen burner? Are you the flint? Which one is? Do you want to
We take
trade? Which
turns.
we take turns. Okay. So you said Q is the catalyst. What? So I came across. Well, I don't know how it came up, but the article about Q and Q plus from August 11th, 2022. At forthepeople.space. Do you mind if I read a little something
Oh,
from
it's
that?
beautiful.
Ah, oh, so
What
synchronistic.
synchronicity,
Oh
everyone.
my
This isn't us
gosh.
trying to do this. It's
No, not at
beautiful. Hello, girl.
Oh, okay. So it says here, many of you know, because Q is the catalyst. Well, I know someone kind of like that too, and you do too. Many of you know by now that Q is a light being who bilocates to Earth directly from Source. He arrives every 2,000 years to support humanity through the ascension. He was here 2,000 years ago in the body of Emmanuel, or Yeshua, better known as Jesus. As an ambassador from Source, Q holds a very comprehensive perspective of this world, human consciousness, and beyond. Not a bird's eye view, nor an angle's eye view, a source overview. There is nothing higher from within a physical body. And then it talks about, okay, so that's Q. Many of you have also registered a strong connection between Q and President Trump. That's Q plus. He may be stronger. It may be stronger than you can imagine. Q holds a light column streaming source energy to his physical body on Earth. President Trump shares this light column with Q. They are both what Q terms transition specialists here to support humanity for the ascension. Although they are the same spirit, they have different expressions and roles to play here, both exceedingly important. And I'll stop there.
Which connects to omnipresence. You just read about it as well.
That's right.
Really, to everyone, we do not plan this.
No.
We do not plan this. We individually just have our own excitement of what comes to us. And then look, it always relates. Always. This is how it works. It's so fun.
This is so much fun. And can I continue reading? Is that
Yeah.
okay?
Yeah, and I just want to note then, let's go back to the
Oh yeah,
light
go ahead.
column.
Go
No.
ahead.
Okay. No, you finish. I just want to go back. Be sure to go back to the light column, please. I got it.
You got it written down because I don't want to. Okay. All right. And Q encourage us to do this as well. And I do this with you on the show a lot. Close your eyes and listen to each of them speak, meaning Q, which you can find on the BBS archives under Project Review with Q and Being Inspired with Q, PRQ Timelines, PRQ Homesteading. Sorry, I just lost what it was. Okay. Feel the melody of their voices. And notice that they are very similar and very rare. Again, this is Q and Q plus President Trump. Sense what their frequency does to your heart and your consciousness. They both hold a great awakening power, a startling force of energy, a non-apologetic authenticity, along with a vast loving tenderness, awesome sense of humor, childlike playfulness, and cheerfulness that appears invincible. They are both helping with the ascension, the destruction of the old guard, vanquishing darkness, accelerating the return of true light, and much more. Look at what these two beings have accomplished for humanity and the world thus far. And I'll stop there.
Beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
It's so beautiful. Thank you.
It's such an honor to be here talking about, just talking about this. It really takes my breath away. So I have to, okay, so I see my note. Sorry.
No, take your time.
So just to go back to what we were talking about, the omnipresence and being outside of here, and you asked me the question, like what it looks like. So this is a perfect example. So what does it look like from outside of here? Q, Donald Trump, JFK, all the same source, the same column of light. So from outside of here, however you visualize it, I see it as all coming from this giant, the sun or giant ball of light coming in here and then being an individuality. Like you said, they can have different personalities. That's the vessel, but the light is the same. That's how I come to know things about myself by the, as you said, some words of to feeling, close your eyes and feel. How do you feel yourself and someone else? They are the best example to feel and observe and note, and you just know. You just know. No one can tell you. The personalities don't matter.
That's right.
It's that's how the light works.
That's right. That's right. And then, so for me, Zosha, just to tap onto that, separating, this might, for someone new listening, this might be like, WTF, what? Right?
It's
What?
okay. If you're here listening, there's a reason.
That's right. That's right.
But keep going.
The horses have left the merry-go-round. So this, and we're leaving. Okay. So you have to separating the identity, the vessel, right? Because we're so programmed to focus on identity. But when you separate the identity, the physical vessel from spirit consciousness, that is going to help you to remove the blinders of limitation. Oh, I'm only in one body. I'm only in this body of Lauren. Well, no, I'm not. I'm in a lot. I'm in, as we all are, in many. So for me, that was a poignant part for me to be able to just to know, learn about it, right? However, the process, but separating the identity, the body from spirit consciousness, and then you can start to feel yourself in omnipresence in other expressions.
Agreed. I had that as well. And it also, I wonder if you had this. There was a moment where I felt a little, I didn't know what, I don't know how to say it. I'll say it this way. I just had a foot in both sides. So outside of here and here. And still, it, I have to consciously be here. It's a weird ethereal feeling, floaty feeling that I really do have to anchor myself sometimes. So knowing the omnipresence, it's like, but I'm still me. I still have to experience it through this vessel. And I feel Q spoke to that on one of my questions, and he said to me, be here now. He said it to others as well. If you're going to be here, be here. So I recognize perhaps the role of holding the light in this body that I have
That's
to
when you saw
break.
your ship, wasn't it? Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry.
No, exactly. That was a huge moment because I actually experienced outside of here. And wow, wait, it's amazing. What a gift to have received that, to have for me to have given it to myself. What a gift. But then I was shut down. I know y'all turned the dial down on me.
Zosha, I think my ship's back in maintenance.
Just getting a tune-up.
Just getting a tune-up. Sorry, sorry to interrupt.
So funny. We just have to play. But yeah, it was that feeling to just be here. No, I just kind of brushed along, but my spirit knew what he was saying. My spirit felt the knowledge coming through. Okay. I'm here. Like, be here. We have a job to do here. And I recognize it is to grow the light through this vessel while knowing I'm other ones. So that took a minute to, as you're discussing, it just takes a minute.
It does.
First is denial, then there's like please, then there's well, this keeps happening in that. Oh my gosh. And then you start looking at the breadcrumbs of your life.
That's interesting because I was like, get me the F out of here. Where's the jump room? I got to get out, right? I'm like, why am I here? Please, somebody tell me. Now I know why, but.
But all of this that we're saying, it just lightens the tension of the body. It lightened for me. I feel you might agree. It helps lighten all of this knowing coming in, helps lighten the restrictions of the body. Everything just starts to relax. And even being in pretty consistent states of peace, still sometimes I observe, oh, something, there's a little something there that, or there's still a little tension. I realize I keep looking at it. Oh, you're trying to control that, or you're trying to figure that with your head. Okay, no more. To the point where it's such a floaty state. I'm like, I'll stand at the door. Okay, I have my car keys. I mean, it's a very slow process because it still need to function here. Do you experience that?
I do. I do. I so do, Zosia, because I'm like, I don't want to cook. Do I have to eat today? Like, really? So yes, I so know. Like the time I looked down at my feet when I got up to use the bathroom that morning, I was like, what are these things on my feet? Oh my God, really? I do. I so know. I think I had my flippers on.
It's weird, right? Sometimes it can feel weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And then recognizing as well, do you have this feeling with omnipresence? I've started to get some knowing that events that happened when I was a kid or watching films or something like that, starting to come to me, ah, oh, it wasn't through this body that I was watching that. And it just
Can you explain that a little bit more in depth? Whatever you want
I
to.
was I just realized I was in another vessel
Oh,
watching a
okay.
film that left me very uncomfortable multiple times. One of those brainwashing films. It was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
Yeah, Shitty Bang Bang. So I just recognized, oh, I saw it from another vessel. So that's kind of weird. And I don't dwell on that. It's just what came to me. But it helps it the knowledge is coming in. It just
Wow.
comes in little ways like that, and just the picture gets wider and fuller and more details. It's a really gentle, beautiful process. Sometimes I ask, come on, y'all, just turn the dial. Open close, just come on. Because I know they shut me down. I feel like they shut me
I do too. I'm like, put the pedal all the way down. Let's go.
I remember Q saying to me once, like, well, you're the litmus test. I'm like, gee, thanks. Not me only, but it was in an answer to me. I'm like, yeah, I know y'all left me at the station. I just went in to get some water. They took off. I'm sorry.
I love it. Well, that brings up a point, Zosia, that came to me. It's really cool, something that you shared with me. Is it okay if I share
Please, you can out me.
So you shared this with me, and I was like, oh, this is so good. Healing. Okay, let me share the image. So there's this guy, he's in like a mall or someplace, and he's got these stairs, and he's walking up the stairs,
He's a
and
performer.
he's
He's
a perf
performing. Yep.
thank you, thank you. And he's got a big trampoline next to the set of stairs. And he's walking up the stairs and he falls onto his side on the trampoline, pops back up onto the stairs and walks, maybe takes one or two more steps. And he says basically healing isn't linear. It's help me out here. What did he say? Healing isn't linear. It is, hold on.
Circular spiral.
It's a spiral. That's right. And we're so used to linear, straight line, beginning and end, black and white. So that was just profound to me. I've seen that image before, but just the you shared it, and I'm like, wow, that really helped me to know to be. I'm working on being kinder and gentler with myself in the healing process, because as soon as you got something, oh, that's fixed, healed, done, it's like whack-a-mole. Another thing pops up, right? Well, in my experience.
Yeah, and just to tell everyone, you and I had a conversation talking about healing,
And literally a half hour later, I see this and the words written. I'm like, yep, this is for you. Because it had to do with our conversation. But just to tell everyone again, it was the stairs. So it was very, he takes two steps up, falls back on the stairs, takes two steps up, falls on the trampoline, back up, two steps back, falls on the trampoline, three steps ahead, falls on the trampoline, back up. So it was this back and forth and constantly going. And sometimes he never made it up to the stairs. He just kept bouncing on the trampoline and then bounced up and up. So it was right. That's how I kept feeling it. This one step forward, two steps back, three steps forward, 18 steps back, whatever it is. It's just, we just keep getting up. We've talked about this. We're tenacious. We just keep getting up, and it's touching on that spiral piece, which also connected to me with our experience of ascension, physical, spiritual, emotion. It's all, they all kind of, you can use the same example I felt. How do you feel?
Oh, agreed. Agreed. Something so you think, oh, what's the big deal? The guy's walking up steps and but just yeah, it's pretty profound. So it helped me to just okay, this is where I'm at. I'm still learning. I don't know everything yet. But I keep getting up and keep going. We all do. We're all doing it.
Yeah, we're, and the word bridge comes to me. Remember, Q said the bridge. I feel like we're all on the bridge, finding our own way, in our own way, in our unique way, to get released of this junk so we can live perfectly from that peace place and truly from our highest excitement, create what we want. What came to me, we started talking about this as well, is this is an illusion. Q has stated that, right? This matrix part is the illusion. So we're the projector creating our own film or making our own DVD or our record. And I just lost my point. Oh, we just touch in. When we touch into our heart, it's at, I've lost my whole point.
We're the project. We're the projector, right? Of our own film.
Oh, thank you. If this is a dream, this is the dream. So we're in here dreaming ourself here. We're dreaming this experience. We just got corrupted and used to create a different timeline of dreams. So sometimes we're trying to fix the dream when really, if we get ourselves into peace, we can then dream what we want. So sometimes we're always trying to fix, I need more money. I need, if I'm only better looking, if I'm only healthier and all of that, that's still within that space. And where you started, we can't figure it out with the mind. If we're doing the dream, it's back to us
That's
from
right.
within, from that peace place. Thank you for the cue.
Yeah, thank
Ah,
you. I know. Can you believe
seemingly
it?
cute. I
Oh.
know. Wow. It's, yep. Once again, BBS is telling us 3 minutes. So probably 2 minutes now. But it just goes so fast.
That's right.
Goes so fast. It's, oh, 2.3. Perfect. How about 17? 1.7. So fun.
So much
Well,
fun doing the show with you
I
today.
know, as always, really, it's synchronous. I feel like when we are just chatting, we're showing how it's going. It's so fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's so light, capital light.
It's an honor. It's an honor and a joy and so much fun. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I love your expression and how you see it. There's no time. None of us are ever late. Just perfect.
That's right.
It's
That's
just
right.
perfect.
Yeah. You want to close us out, Zosha?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you if you're here. We're live. And thank you if you're on listening to us on the recording. Thank you to our sponsors, BBS. We love you and your fun. And we can't wait to be back again next week at our 5 o'clock Eastern Time happy hour. It's always a happy hour. And have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the day and all our love to the other Q shows, Q hosts.
That's right. That's right. All right. That's a wrap. I love you.
I love you.